Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Of course, this could never happen again. But just in case. One, should we ever have another president like Donald J. Trump, don't wait for the perfect moment to impeach him. If we had lined up early, at the end of 6 months, say, there was already enough to work with, we might very well have scared the bejesus out of him. Had we warned him with an inquiry early and often, he might not have been able to continue bollocksing up our national pride, reputation, economy, and morale. What would hurt him more than being investigated and then thrown on the ash heap of history, never again to be the center of 24 hours of daily programming? NB, if by any weirder stretch of the imagination, should he actually win in 2020, this suggestion holds doubly. Don't wait again, hit him early. NB2, we hate to say it, but this may necessitate removal of Mrs. Pelosi, who, talented though she is waiting for the moment when the damage of impeachment to her own party will be least. What about damage to our nation? Number two, just because DJT does his damage and whatever thinking he does out loud and in public does not mean that what he envisions he won't try publicly. He's done this over and over again and gotten away with it, as the press keeps insisting that if he were really serious, he wouldn't hypotheticalize in front of our very faces. This is one of his favorite ploys. Air out an idea, no matter how awful or unconstitutional, listen to the reaction. And if it's loud and angry enough to last two or three news cycles, to go ahead and make his threat real. It's not the import of what he says that matters, it's only the attention the press gives it that counts. Number three, get ready for the very first worldwide US election. Now this is something of which the Donald can be proud. Taking gifts, emoluments, bribes from around the world to fill up his war chest in order to win in 2020, and who knows, perhaps beyond. Of course, this is forbidden by the US Constitution, but not apparently by the Republican Party. Whether or not their dear leader is thereafter beholden to any number of other rogue regimes is nothing over which to worry. It hasn't hurt us yet, apart from being thought of once as strong, honest, and trustworthy. Number four, make certain that if Ivanka shows up pregnant, under any circumstances, she carries the baby to full term. The succession depends on it. We already know that the youngsters waiting now in line are unfit and unintelligent enough not to be able to carry out their father's master plan. Number five, build an all-purpose, all-weather, gigantic, circular, translucent monument in which the Donald can live forever. Supplied with eternally fast food, fast women, and a putting green. When and if DJT actually succumbs to age or illness, this bubble can instantly double as a tomb, visible by millions and millions of tourists and devotees worldwide, who will be forced to purchase the little red book of Donald A. Trump for the privilege of bending the knee to the saint. You set the price, all proceeds going to the estate of... I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on Side Effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.